Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Peter has stepped out. This is Robert Woolsey stepping in. And also stepping in are Shannon Hoagland and Ira Snelling to talk about parfumery. Am I saying that right,
Shannon? It's actually pronounced parfumery. And one of the first things the director, Satara Perez, and I did was go online and say, how do you pronounce this word? They have Google Pronounce. And anyway, we did the when we did the promos, I forgot that, and I had the people pronouncing it parfumery, but it is parfumery.
Parfumery.
And you could say it with a French accent if you want. It's a French word. Parfumery.
Okay. And it opens this weekend, and Ira Snelling is here. Good morning, Ira.
Good morning.
Ira, and you're becoming kind of a regular on the community theater circuit here in Sitka. What character are you playing?
My character's name is George Horvat.
And is he the, this, Shannon, you've described this play as kind of the original version of The Shop Around the Corner, or
You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail.
Or She Loves Me, the musical from the 1990s.
And You've
she
Got Mail was Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
And are you the Tom Hanks character?
Yes.
Ira? Okay. So there's a pretty high bar here.
Yes, there is.
So it's that kind of corporate giant takes over
it's much
plucky little shop.
Yes, it's much and closer to
Love Ensues.
That's right. But it's much closer to The Shop Around the Corner in the story. You've Got Mail kind of gets rid of
Meg Ryan had a bookstore, and You've Got Mail, right?
Yes, but the name of the bookstore is The Shop Around the Corner.
Right, okay.
So there's that tie. But it's a beloved story, but it was never translated directly from the Hungarian perfumery into English until the 1990s. So the play has not been done that much. You can't find that many pictures online of productions. And the interest that the production company is taking in our play makes me think that it's not done that much. And they're asking us for production stills. They're asking us, you know, how the play's going. And so I hear from them every once in a while. I've been communicating with them about the length of the play, which has been advertised as 100 to 120 minutes. And I've been talking to them about what our experiences have been. And it's been interesting, but it's my impression that the show's not done very much.
Okay.
Yet.
Right. So, Shannon, you're the producer. Ira, you're one of the cast members. How's the ensemble shaping up this year? How are the folks getting along?
Oh, it's great. It's everyone's really coming together, and you develop the relationships between the characters that are supposed to have been at least a couple years to almost a decade long.
Okay.
And that was fun to build that.
And you have worked with some of the other actors before, right? Is it, how is it taking on, taking on some of these people like Annabelle Lund, Adam Litton, Seton Bryan in this new context?
Well, all three of them I've known for a while, so it was... There was the comfort for the rehearsal parts, and then as their characters developed and my character developed, that relationship kind of took over, and so the comfort never really changed. It just became a different type of comfort.
Right, and the love interest in this, is that Rhiannon Gavon?
Yes,
and she's appears in the posters with Ira.
Yes,
right? And.
And she's actually close to the age of the character, which is nice.
Okay. And she's got sufficient pluck.
She does. She's perfect. She was made to play this role. I kind of feel bad about doing this play because one of our favorite musicals, Rhiannon Gavon and I are, you know, huge Broadway fans, but one of our favorite shows is She Loves Me, which is this show. And I think, you know, I think she would be a great Amalia in that show too, and be able to sing, and she's a trained opera singer. So I felt a little guilty taking the show because she won't be able to do that if she wanted to direct that play herself, or if she wanted to star in that show herself, you know, she'd have to wait 10 years or so.
She's always waiting to burst into song.
Oh, there. Oh boy, yeah.
Yeah. Shannon, how long have you been working on this? And you and Soterra Perez are kind of partnering on this one.
We are, yeah. I think Soterra and I both have similar tastes in shows, not same taste, but the show we really wanted to do was The Shop Around the Corner. There is no script for The Shop Around the Corner. So we could have feasibly taken the transcript for the Hollywood movie from the 1930s and kind of written our own script. That would have saved us a lot of money on royalties, mm-hmm. I'm sure. But this was so much easier to do. Everything was all laid out for us. They had scripts printed up. And so this was a lot easier. And then we read this story. And the story is a little bit different. The ending's a little bit different. There's, I would say, less vindictiveness at the end. But it's missing a few things that we really liked about The Shop Around the Corner. So, either way, it would have been a compromise. But we agreed we really liked this script in the end when we read it out loud, and we did trial run with Bill Davis and Stephanie Ask, and the play read so well that it was a pretty easy decision.
I'm picturing Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks kissing in Riverside Park. That doesn't strike me as vindictive.
No, we will. That is You've Got Mail. Okay. Shop Around the Corner, there's an affair. And that's implied in You've Got Mail. There's like all this, romantic intertwinings of the big dad. And then there's some infidelity on Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. So that's all part of the You've Got Mail story. But this is it's a lot more serious in this play, which adds weight to the story, I think.
Okay. Well, it is. I do have this sort of Hollywood impression of how Tom Hanks' character evolves. He's sort of the corporate bully at first, whose heart eventually melts. Is that what you have to do in this role, Ira? Or
not so much.
Tell me about George Hervat.
He's been working as a chief clerk in perfumery for 9 years, and has a fairly close relationship with his boss and the work and the business. And a small interaction at first with Amalia, the Rhiannon's character, who's been there for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't gotten along from day one.
Okay. That's the main connection. The main connection to You've Got Mail has to do with getting to know someone, creating a character for yourself in letters, and falling in love with a person who is writing the letters without realizing that you're either only getting part of that person or you're not seeing the real person in real life for who they are because you have prejudices against them. So that's the main connection to You've Got Mail. Everything else is kind of pretty loose.
Okay, so George and Amalia devela correspondence, and they don't realize
unknowingly. Yes,
and they haven't been entirely honest about who they are, and they haven't been entirely honest about who they are either in person or in the letters. The letters give part of the impression, and the personalities give part of the impression, but a lot of it has to do with like misunderstanding and not having a good communication set up.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're sort of you're carrying on a very strong renewal of community theater in Sitka. I think people remember All in the Timing last year was an extraordinary set.
Yeah, and they've all been complicated in their own way. This play was a bear because we had so many cast members, and we kind of knew it would be. And then we had everyone with vacation schedules,
right.
And we had people with commitments, work commitments. This is the first week that everyone's been on stage, and even yesterday we didn't have everyone there. And so I think, it says here, this is another thing we'll tell the producers about, 12 to 20 possible actors. It's like you really do need the 20. You need the walk-ons at the final scene where everyone's shopping for Christmas, and then you don't really picture this. We were looking at it, and we're like 12. Oh, we have 12 actors turning out, but it really is the 20 you need. And it's been a lot of fun to work with so many people, but it is by far the biggest cast. Usually we're working with, I would say, 8 actors on stage at once. All in the timing was 2 to 4 at the most on stage at any time, even though the cast was about 25 people.
Right. Well, I'd say that Sitka Community Theater is kind of developing the nucleus of talent around Ira and some of the other people in this cast. Your track record now is so strong. All in the timing, Moon Over Buffalo, Rumors, and then a couple of radio plays.
And each play has attracted a different kind of person. That's been great. People who don't like to memorize lines either, you know, want a small part, or they turn out for radio theater where they have a script in front of them. We have some singers. You know, we've pulled in people like Andrew Haynes to sing and the Broadway night. So yeah, it's good to be able to include different people.
It's great. So it opens this Friday?
This Friday at 7 o'clock.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 at the Performing Arts Center.
You can buy tickets at the door at Old Harbor.
Is it going to be a good opening night?
I hope so.
It'll be opening night craziness. There'll be some stuff we don't expect, and that'll be fine too.
Tickets $10 for adults, $8 for students and seniors, sold in advance at Old Harbor Books. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Spring's arrived.
Sitka
Community Theater is here. Shannon Hoagland is producer of Parfumery. Ira Snelling is an actor. He plays senior clerk George Hervat. And the show opens this Friday. Break a leg.
Thank you.